This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Carver, hi. Give me an update on your death threat count today. Any developments there? How's that going with the entire state of Wisconsin now trying to have you killed?
Well, I mean, I guess once again, our friend up there, you know, selective which parts of the show they listen to.
Oh, is that right?
What did we spend the entire show last night talking about this thing? Like, from, like, the second hour on, we must have spent a whole hour talking about it. And remember Darwin was in here at the end?
Right.
And I gave, you know, we started getting on him, like, you got to help Carver High, and, you know, your Celtics, blah, blah, blah. And I guess I, you know, by then I was, you know, we were all tired of talking about it.
But he picked the Bucks.
Right, he picked the Bucks. But I guess at some point in there I was like, well, all someone has to do is say Kyrie and Gordon will beat you, and you're not, you know, you're not allowed to say that. And I said in a very, as the Wink Man said, a very innocent tone. So I backtracked on what I said the night before. A very backtracker is what I am.
So why did you backtrack?
I don't know. If you would have listened to the, you know, the whole show, we had that whole hour, the second hour.
But I don't understand. Backtrack what?
I have no idea.
What does that mean?
Because apparently
you're still on them losing, aren't you?
Apparently, I was very vindictive with my tone on Wednesday night when I said that.
So the guy knows how you act and your whole emotion. He's got it all down pat.
Well, he listened to 20 seconds of the show on Wednesday night.
He's got it all figured out.
That some caller told him to listen to.
Oh, all right.
And then last night, I guess he listened this morning to 20 seconds of the show or 2 minutes when Darwin was in here last night. Didn't listen to that whole second hour where we, you know, basically talked about this thing, talked it out, and hey, it is what it is. I'm rooting for the Celtics. I really hope that the Bucks lose now. I did go back and listen to those guys yesterday morning.
How did that go?
When I left here last night, I was like, let me see what this actually sounded like.
Okay.
It was actually, I thought it was pretty funny at first. Like, the dude was, like, on the air, like, actually, like, reading out him typing the tweet to me, and he said he wanted to punch me in the face, and I thought all that stuff was hilarious. And then he got the zany radio morning bit guy, and he started doing the, oh, I found a picture of this guy. Look at him. Oh, hitting the treadmill. Boy. He went with the cool morning show fat jokes our boy went with. So, yeah, he got real, you know, got in there with that stuff. So
he said you were fat?
Oh, hit the treadmill. They got all into it. So
is that right?
Look at this Duff. You know, he started getting with the, let's go with the fat jokes on our zany morning show, you know, because this guy thinks the Bucks are going to lose, so let's go and
get him.
You know, go get him,
get
you
him.
Know? Wow, dude.
And you're fat?
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is, so.
Well, naturally, if there's anything Milwaukee's known for, it's being in shape, buff, and always eating healthy, right?
Yeah. I didn't have time to actually look up the pictures of the staff.
He did a real great, you know, another guy who does just a great impersonation of Pharrell, too. You know, he had to get in there and give the Pharrell impersonation.
Is that right?
A little zany morning show Pharrell impersonation.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Do they want me dead, too?
I don't know. Who knows? But I'm rooting big time for
Glad we have such
Celtics.
A great relationship going with the talent back in Wisconsin. Is that where it is?
He tweeted me this morning that he'd rather be zany than a backtracking hypocrite, he said to
me.
Is
that right? Is that what you are?
That's what he claims I am, so.
Is that what you are?
I guess I wasn't loud enough when I said the 20 seconds he listened to last night. I wasn't loud enough when I said, I guess all someone has to do is say Kyrie and Gordon will beat you. You're not allowed to say that. Should have said in a mean tone like I did Wednesday night.
So it would have been better if you would have been mean.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is.
So you were too nice, apparently?
I guess so. Apparently I backtracked it. You see, the problem is, like I said, these guys only got told to listen to 20 seconds of the show. They don't listen to us, which is fine. It is what it is. And do we always talk, when the Bucks come up, what do I always say about them?
That they're going to lose.
Until they show me, I don't believe in them. I say it about the Bucks, the Raptors, the Rockets, all of them. But they're
have
very
ever,
sensitive
have
up
Have you
there.
Ever been to Milwaukee in your life?
No, I have not.
I've been there many times.
But
I've
will say.
I've always had a good time in Milwaukee. I've always loved going to Brewer games. I've been to everything there. Buck games. I've seen it all.
A lot more support today.
I've even been
a lot
to
of
Marquette
tweets.
Games.
A lot of tweets today saying, We love you guys.
No, they don't.
You're the man.
No, they
don't. I'm talking about got fans in Milwaukee who listen to this show.
No, they're turning on us too. They're all turning on us.
There are people in that city that like Pharrell on the bench.
The guy with the dirty mouth and the filthy foul.
Well, the Wink Man, he doesn't like us. The Wink Man, he doesn't like us. The Zany Morning guy, he doesn't like us. But there are fans in Milwaukee who love Pharrell on the bench.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. But the Wink Man, you know, he's upset. It's the first time in his life the Bucks have been good.
So he's defending
them. So he's very defensive of the Bucks.
He's defending
his
city and his home turf.
So go get it done.
There you go.
Don't flush the 60 wins down the toilet.
Do you, in all reality, in all seriousness, do you care at all?
Not at all.
At all?
I do kind of want the Celtics to really beat the Bucks.
Okay, but in the grand scheme of things, do you care at all about anything to do with the NBA or the Milwaukee Bucks?
No, I don't.
You're a hockey fan.
Oh, I got a lot going on in the NHL.
And he didn't like the fact that you had a beer belly.
They got right into it. You know, these two guys, him and his partner, too. The partner got in on me also. Oh, look at this duff. You know, guy's got to hit the treadmill. Let's go with the fat jokes on the morning show. Let's do it, guys. Good stuff.
What they say about?
But I thought the bit he was doing was funny
about
before
Mafia
that.
And me, or you know,
he didn't have much to say about Mafia, I guess, because Mafia didn't yell at him that the Bucks were going to lose, and he did the big impression of you.
Is that right?
Yeah, Pharrell. He started getting all into it, you know.
Is that right?
Oh yeah.
There you go. All right. Very exciting how this whole. Your relationship has soured with these people over the last day or two.
Not the people in Milwaukee. A lot did reach out today, and they love Pharrell on the bench. Just the Wink Man. You know, he's the one guy who.
I don't know who that is.
Well, I didn't know who he was before yesterday.
Well, I'm sure he's hugely successful and famous there.
He's very talented.
So I would never. Far be it from me. Far be it from me with my pathetic career. To take on the talent in other markets, the local markets. Far be it from me to go there with, you know, I've been over here doing like the national thing for 30 years. Sorry about my, you know, inadequacies and everything. I'm sorry I don't live up to the high standards they have there in Pharrell and Milwaukee. You think I'd cut it there on the radio? Maybe. Maybe we could go up against each other in morning drive and see how you do then with the big stick. Huh? Big hard ass. You play basketball there. Henry Winkler. You play hoops. Come on, Dad. I'll give you something to think about. Because I guarantee I'm not fat. But I got a big fat elbow for your face. Come on down and play. Come on down into the hood in New York City, you big B. Don't get me started, because, you know, I've always failed when it comes to going up against some of the local guys that don't like me. You know what I mean? So much stress. All I wanted to do was win a Brewer bet. All I wanted to do was bet on Yelich and the Brewers, and then you brought all this into my life.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.